State Executive Council to table Masondo's letter, and Eskom says Majuba fire will not affect the national grid.
Both City and United through to the semi-finals of the League Cup. The Australian PGA Tito fame a minute ago, and three local four-day series games kick off today. I've got that and more for you at 6:30.
Ooh, ha.
Good morning. The Free State Executive Council will today table the letter which Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo has written to Premier Sisi Ntombela calling for the Mangaung Metro to be placed under administration. Ntombela has confirmed receiving the leaked letter in which Masondo says the Metro's failure to implement the existing voluntary financial plan has prompted the decision. Teboho Letsaba reports.
In a leaked letter, Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo says the city's financial records show underspending of conditional grants, yet the funds are not in the bank account, and that the National Treasury has also made efforts to get response from Mangaung Metro regarding defaults that led to Moody's Ratings Agency's downgrade, but the Metro has failed to react.
Eskom says the fire that erupted at its Majuba power station between Volksris and Amersfoort in Mpumalanga will not affect the national grid. The power utility says the fire started in the power station's incline conveyor belt system from the rail offloading facility yesterday afternoon. It has since been extinguished. Gauteng police say they've intensified their search for three men who allegedly shot dead five patrons of a tavern during a robbery in Freedom Park south of Johannesburg on Monday. Here's the police's Matapelo Peters.
Two other patrons, one male and one female, were rushed to hospital and discharged the following morning. Police officers who were patrolling the area escaped unharmed after random shots were allegedly also fired in their direction. The state vehicle was damaged as a result of the shooting.
The Health Professions Council of South Africa, HPCSA, says the inquiry into the conduct of a pediatric surgeon who it had suspended will start next year. The surgeon was suspended yesterday following his arrest together with a colleague over allegations of culpable homicide. This follows the death of a 10-year-old boy who died after undergoing surgery that the two performed at a Johannesburg hospital in October. HPCSA President Hosi Latlape.
The formal process will be ongoing. There are prescripts that need to be followed. But once we've put the whole case together, it's put to the practitioner. They have 40 days to respond, and a hearing will be set for the date when the full conduct inquiry will occur.
Miss Universe Ozibini Tunzi says the hate messages some people have been posting about her on social media will only serve to deepen her self-worth. The beauty queen was speaking in an interview on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah that aired on South African TV last night.
I'm not mad because...